Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
The Bert Show.
As somebody who's been watching House Hunters for most of my life and loving to make my predictions and see where Chad and Jessica are looking for their new home in Sarasota, Florida with a $1 million budget, when I finally get to start for looking homes on my own, I was really excited.
I got hooked and I only watch it on planes. Same version of that. I'm not even sure the name of it, but they're looking for homes in the Caribbean.
Oh, it's the best.
Awesome. It's the beach vacation.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, they have so people have homes and now they're looking for like a secondary home or maybe it'll be their primary residence. But yeah, they have a whole beach house version of House Hunters.
And they go from house to house in these different Caribbean islands and you try to guess how much the bid is going to be for, but it's so exciting to watch until you're in it.
Exactly. And I'm someone who loves to get on realtor.com and that's kind of how I got into this house hunt to begin with. I knew I was going to probably purchase property in the next couple of years. And so I was like, let me just kind of see what the landscape is. Like, let me get my finances in order. Let me see like what's feasible for me to afford. And let me just kind of see what's out there so that by the time I'm ready to buy something, I feel prepared and I feel like I know what I'm looking for. And then there were a couple of places that I had seen kind of sit on the market for a hot second that I was just kind of obsessed with. There was this one place in Buckhead that was so beautiful and picturesque that when I started my house hunt, I was convinced I was going to make an offer on that place and buy it like the next day. I was like, I'm just going to simply add to cart, purchase it, and then move in a couple of weeks.
Is this the place that fell apart over like $2,000 or something?
No. So I'm going to tell you the three places that it came down to because I thought this first place was going to be the winner. So this is back in January. I call up Hannah Wehunt from the Justin Landis Group. Shout out to her. I love her. And she took me to this place in Buckhead that I was in love with. It was a top floor corner unit. Mm. It was built in the 80s, but it had like this 1920s charm to it. It had original hardwood floors that had this beautiful texture and striping to it and these built-ins that felt like they came from a Nancy Meyers film. They're like up against the wall and there's crown molding and there's wainscoting and these beautiful windows that lead out to a balcony. And right in the center, this was the thing that got me on my house hunt. And this is how stupid women can be when it comes to like aesthetics, but it had this beautiful fireplace that was so ornate. It just felt like if I was a Sex and the City character, this is the apartment I would live in. And I was convinced I was going to purchase it. I was like, it's in my budget. The HOA fees are a little expensive, but like, I don't care. I'm in my 20s. I'm going to do it. And so I end up taking Kristen's husband, Bart, to this place. I'm like, just suss it out because it's kind of old. Like, let me know if there's anything wrong with it. And he walks around the apartment. He starts pointing out all these things that might need some repairs. And then all of a sudden, I just started to see ding, money, ding, money, ding. And I was like, this is starting to become more of an expensive project than I think that this place will be worth it for me for how long I think I'm going to be living in this place.
And that comes with purchasing something that was built in the 80s.
Exactly. So I ended up tabling that place. I ended up moving on. And
that
I was
hurts
heart-
when you do that.
That place went down like $50,000 in price too. And I'm like, I could have got it for like not cheap, but like, you know, cheapish. But I had to move on because it just wasn't right.
So when you were doing the math on it though, man, because it was such such a great house, but you were looking at all these repairs, but it went down $50,000. With the repairs you would have had to put in, would you have broken even at the end of the day?
Maybe. Like, it just depends, because you also just don't know, like, what are you going to sell it for? Like, if you could have a crystal ball and know that you're going to sell it for even or a little bit more, then that's something I would have been confident in doing. But a lot of these condos, the market is really slow. So there's really no way to know if you're even going to be able to sell it within a reasonable time. So I ended up moving on, and then it came down to two places. The second place had a very similar charm to the first place, except it was a little bit newer. It was built in the late 90s, so it didn't feel quite as like it needed a fixer-upper. And this place felt so regal. It had like this beautiful terracotta tile all throughout. They just put fresh new carpet in, so it had like a fresh smell to it. It didn't feel like someone's dog like peed on it and you need to like replace it.
It wasn't dingy.
It had these gorgeous black chandeliers, one in the dining area, one in the living area. It had a fireplace too, so I was like, I'm getting my fireplace that I like from the first place. And it had this stunning wainscoting throughout the entire apartment, so it just felt so luxe. It had molding, and the kitchen was beautiful and crisp and white. And then I left that place and I was like, that's the place I'm going to buy. And so I put an offer on that one. And then that's when we started getting into the war between like $3,000. I was like, this place has been sitting on the market for 9 months. I'm going to get it for cheap. And they were like, no, you're not. And so then we kind of started this war. And then it got to the point where I was like, if this place has been sitting for this long, I might need to move on. So then I went to go see a townhouse, because townhomes appreciate more than condos.
Did you ever figure out why that house had been on the market for so long? Was it just pricing?
Well, I think it was pricing, because it had gone down about $75,000 since it had been on the market. And just in comparison, like it was a little overpriced. And to be fair, where they had it priced when I went to go look for it, like that was more reasonable, it would have appraised for that amount, I think. But I just don't know. Like it was, and then there was this weird thing where I went to go tour a different unit in that place, in that same complex. And the woman who owned that unit was living in the unit that I was touring in the same building. So then I was like, well, why is she living in the same complex, but she's selling her place? It just like didn't add up. So then I went to go tour a townhouse, and I was like, well, townhomes appreciate more. So then, you know, maybe I'll get more of my return on investment. And I found this place that I felt like I could get again for a good deal, because it had been sitting on the market again for like 7 months. And then I made an offer on that. And then they were like, no deal for you. And I was like, your place is kind of crappy. Like your place needs a lot of work. And so then I went back to my dream condo, the one with all the wainscoting. And
the 80s place?
The 90s place. Not the top floor one, the other one that was built in the late 90s and felt very like luxe and regal. And they were like, you know what? Your last offer that you gave us, we've thought about it. We're not going to go to war over $3,000.
Yeah.
We'll take it. And then I just something wasn't sitting right with my soul. I'm just like, this place has been sitting on the market for 9 months, and I just don't know if I'm going to be able to sell it for this same price, because the economy is going to crap and these places have been sitting for so long. And just as a single woman, like I'm just not in a place to take a financial risk. And when I started my home search, it didn't feel like a risk, and now it is starting to feel like a risk. And I just don't think this is the right time. So I am living in my apartment with the fire alarm and the pipes that sound like they're about to burst at any moment. And we're just going to sit here for a little bit longer until something feels right.
Just see how things shake out.
I'm hoping my apartment doesn't shake out. Even though the pipes sound like they're about to go at any moment. But
I feel like this is such a good snapshot of anybody that's buying a home. Not even necessarily their first time, but any time, of the time consumption in looking at each and every place. And then you start to play the mind game of seeing yourself in that place, and you want it so badly. And then the slow deterioration that happens when reality hits. Then you move on to another one because that one's out of your head. And then that one all of a sudden falls apart. And you can just do it for weeks and weeks and weeks, if not months and months and months.
It's literally like getting engaged to somebody, because you're picturing your future with them, and you're picturing your friends hanging out and having dinner at that place, and then you break up with them or they break up with you. And then when you're on realtor.com, you have to like avoid looking at photos of them. Like you just wish you could block them from, so you, when you're looking at the other options, you can't see them, but then they're just haunting. They're like, just pay $10,000 more. It's not that big of a deal on a 30-year mortgage, even though rates are really high right now.
I got so hooked on House Tinder, which is Zillow, that, and I was so, I loved doing it each and every day, that even when I found own my house right here in Sandy Springs, I was still going online and looking at homes, even though I had closed, just because I loved the process of it.
And it's torture. It's like, should I have waited longer? Should I have moved on that place?
That sounds like torture.
Once you realize you've committed, you got to delete yourself off the apps and commit to the place that you have put your money into.
It's the Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.